Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
After yesterday's political commemoration, today it was the turn of the Defence Forces to mark 100 years to the day since the death of Michael Collins. A host of military dignitaries, past and present, gathered earlier at Cathal Brua Barracks to remember their first Commander-in-Chief.
It was entirely appropriate that the minstrel boy to the war has gone should feature on the musical menu at today's commemoration of 100 years since the death of Michael Collins at Cathal Brua Barracks in Dublin's Rathmines. Here's one of the keynote speakers, Collins's grandniece.
This barrack celebrates and commemorates annually the achievements of one of the nation's most iconic figures, General Michael Collins. Michael Collins's history is intertwined with that of the barracks itself. Collins was to establish his home and his office here during 1922. This barracks became a refuge for him from the war-ravaged streets of Dublin City. On Sunday, the 20th of August, that is 100 years ago yesterday, at 5:15 a.m., Michael Collins's convoy left Portobello, now Cathal Brua Barracks. Collins is your first Commander-in-Chief and our hero. Shinawil, thank you very much.
Over at the military archive, Corporal Noel MacDonald was on hand to take us through several of the exhibits and also explain why a Colt 45 is better than a Webley revolver.
The reason that he used to have this and he wore it in the civilians was because he could put it in his overcoat and you wouldn't see the bulge. Not like the Webley that he used to wear in his uniform, which is pictured up here. This is also a desk that he used on Messville Road, and he used to sit at this desk and he used to sign people on from 1919, 1920 and 1921. We also have a flag that covered his coffin, and that is a prized possession of ours. To have him here in the barracks, to have all this museum about him, is something very special to us. And this is probably one of the best prized possessions that we have. It's the death mask of Michael Collins. It's so good, history-wise, that it just takes us away every time. People, when they see it, like yourself, the minute I unveil it, it's one of them things that you step back from.
Let's hear some more from Mary Claire O'Malley, Michael Collins's grandniece.
It was an astonishing day, and we have been faithful to this ceremony over the years, over the last 10 years at least. I'm always so impressed with the military and the display they put on. There's huge loyalty to Collins in this barracks, mainly because he regarded it as home, and of course he left this barracks, Cathal Brua Barracks, for that awful journey. And then my father, Major General Sean Collins Powell, he continued here in the army, and
he was the chief of staff.
And yes, in the 60s.
Yeah.
I think he was a humble man in a way, and he was more lethal with his pen than his gun.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear in the family lore what he sounded like? Because sadly, there's no sound recording of him.
Well, I suppose he spoke like them. You know, his
cultured Cork accent.
Yes. Maybe not too dissimilar from Micheál Martin yesterday, you know. And
we almost made the mistake in the 90s, the last of his nephews and nieces were alive, and we kind of didn't record what they were saying about him, because mum's aunties and uncles all remember him, because Michael was almost like the surrogate father, because he, after your grandfather died, he was helping your grandmother support the family. He was giving money every week.
Yes.
Jaskadio, Shine on Kamora Milata Erwas Vihil I Chunain. And that report, of course, by Brian Lally.